Hey, I'm sex, love, and relationship therapist, Dr. Laura Berman. And for the last 30 years, I've been helping people just like you learn to love and be loved better. Welcome to the Language of Love Bites, where I tackle your most asked questions and requested topics. These episodes are designed to be fun, quick, and to the point. It's time we all become fluent in the language of love. This Language of Love Bite is in response to several questions I've gotten from you recently. I'm always getting from you. Okay, so my partner's showing up this way and I don't like it. It's not working. I've tried to talk to them. Nothing's changing. How do I get my partner to change? How do I get my partner to show up differently, right? So this Love Bite, as I like to call them, is really about the secret to changing your relationship. And guess what? It doesn't start with changing your partner. It starts with a change in you, okay? And you not only getting really clear about what you want and how you want to feel and sure, how you want your partner to show up in the relationship, but before you even go out to your partner, I want you to focus on your own accountability. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, how are you showing up physically, emotionally, and energetically in your relationship? And are you showing up physically, emotionally, and energetically in your relationship in ways that are supportive and inspiring and energetically promoting that kind of behavior from your partner, right? So let's take an example. Classic one that I hear from people a lot, from women a lot, especially. I really wish my partner would be more romantic. They work all the time. When they're home, they're on their computers or on video games. I've told them I want to spend time with them. They say, okay, but nothing changes, right? So what are you doing? Are you nagging that person and complaining about it? Sure, that's one way to go about it. But what are you doing inside yourself? What are you taking accountability for? For instance, are you showing up when your partner comes home or when you come home and you're together? Are you showing up in a way that is supportive and conducive to romance, right? Or are you already anticipating and rolling your eyes because they're not going to help or show up or sit with you or you know, they're going to go straight to their computer or whatever else. It can be small things. And I don't mean this in a demeaning way to women, but I mean, putting a little effort into your appearance, right? So you have a partner you want to show up more romantically and cherishingly for you. And every time they come home, you know, you're in sweats with your hair all greasy and a scunchy. And yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a prom queen every time they come home. But if you're like that, every time they come home, you're complaining that they don't want to be with you. So you're not a lot of fun. And you're not putting any effort into any kind of romance or seduction from your end. Is that really going to be inspiring romance, right? Could you maybe plan a romantic night? Or could you even give your partner a list? Because maybe they don't really understand what you mean by romance. And I hear that all the time, especially from guys. Like, she says she wants more romance. I bring her flowers once in a while. I tell her I love her. You know, he doesn't understand. So give him a list of 10 things you could do together that would feel really romantic and fun in the positive, right? Not when I want you not to play video games all night. You would be like a walk in the park where we had picnic and wine or whatever. You know, you make up your things, but give him or her or whoever it is that you're wanting to show up this way some ideas, okay?
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
So the first thing is, and this applies to whatever you want, are you showing up in a way that really inspires that? Are you doing the best of your ability without like giving yourself up in the process? I mean, it has to be in integrity with who you are. Number two, are you making suggestions? Are you taking any initiative, right? And number three, this is a really powerful one. Are you getting clear in your own energetic frequency? Now, this was a discovery. I've been doing couples therapy for over 30 years. And for most of my career, when I had a couple that was struggling and one of the partners would come in first often, And often their other partner didn't want to come in or didn't believe in therapy or wasn't willing to come to therapy. And so much of my work with that individual would be doing whatever I could on my end with them and trying to kind of convince the partner to come in. But it was really hard to do couples therapy with just one person. And a lot of couples therapists will tell you this. But what I learned with quantum love, this was the coolest thing for me as a clinician, is that I can actually help people change their relationships with just one partner. It's wild. Because if you can change the energetic frequency that you hold around your partner and match that frequency with the intention of how you want them to show up, I swear to you, it's like a Jedi mind trick for your relationship, as well as your children and your closest friends, but especially your love relationship. And there's lots of science behind this. The two of you are very energetically entrained, it's called. That means on an atomic level, you are constantly matching each other all the time. Even when you're apart, even when you're in different states or in different rooms of the house, you're energetically matching each other. Because once you are entangled that way, once two atoms are entangled, they are forever entangled.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So, what does that look like? Back to the example of romance. And I'm just using this as an example. It could be a million different things. But when we're talking about wanting more romance, right? What I would be asking you to do on the quantum energetic level is to spend some time in meditation, thinking about a scenario with your partner that would feel that way, right? So you really are imagining, like, if I could create my ideal scenario, we would be doing this. We would be in this restaurant. We would be on this beach. We would be, all the technology would be away. We'd be slow dancing, whatever it is, right? You pick your romantic scenario. Then you literally move yourself into a meditation. And if you go to my website, drlauraberman.com, and go to the Quantum Love page, click on meditations, you will see the manifesting meditation and it will take you through all these steps. Or you can do it with me right now. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the steps, but basically what you do is you ground yourself energetically. Then you move in your imagination to that scenario. Now here, ding, 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 this is a really important part, is that you have to imagine that scenario as if it's happening right here, right now. And I'll tell you why. So you are imagining it as if it's real in this now moment. In first person. So you aren't watching the two of you in that scene. You are in the scene. You can look into your partner's eyes. You can imagine what it looks like around you. You're trying to employ in your imagination all your senses. Because what happens when you do it that way is that your body and your brain don't know the difference between reality and rehearsal. So your energetic system responds as if it's already happening, as if it's there, as if it's real, and it moves your body into the energetic frequency of that sensation and that experience of romance that you want to create. Now, if you get really familiar, because if you do this even three or four times, you will feel in your body after a few minutes what it feels like. You'll probably feel a spreading here, a bubbling. You'll feel the physical feelings of that which you want to create with your partner. And then you get really used to either using your imagination, or once you get used to it, you can even just move your body into that state because your body knows how to do this. And then as you're coming together with your partner at the end of the day or for a conversation or when you have some quality time together, you are literally holding that energetic frequency. I want you to try this because you are going to be astounded at what changes in the way your partner shows up without words, without actions. They will respond to you completely differently. Okay. So how you show up physically and emotionally and verbally with your partner, what suggestions and accountability you take responsibility for, and how you show up energetically in the relationship. Those three things are the key to creating the love life you desire. So there's your language of love bite. You let me know if there's another bite you want me to take, because I'm always here to help you learn to love and be loved better.